Have a guest joining us in studio this morning. Jenny Johnson joins us this morning. She's one of the organizers of a benefit coming up here very soon on Saturday, March 10th for Dave Duskin here in Atlantic. A lot of folks refer to him as Freddie. I don't even know where he got that nickname, but everybody calls him that.
I'm not exactly sure either, but I have a hard time calling him Dave. So when people say Dave, I'm like, who?
Yeah, we have to throw the Freddie in there, otherwise people don't know.
Right.
Well, talk a little bit about this. You've organized this benefit that's coming up. You and some other folks have gotten together to try to solicit some donations and things to have a nice night for them, a show of support because of a medical issue they've been going through.
Right. Freddie was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver in September of 2008. And so since then, there's been a lot of doctor visits, medical issues, and he was fortunate enough to get on the transplant list back in August of 2011. So, 3-year battle, and was fortunate enough to get on the list.
That's never an easy thing to have to go through, but a liver transplant is not like a kidney transplant where you have two of them, just one liver.
just one liver, you need it.
Yeah, sometimes it can take a long time waiting, and that's sometimes the worst part of the whole process.
I'm sure, and they were told Freddie's O positive, and so that's hard, you know, at that point in time, they said it could be 2 to 3 years before he could receive a transplant at that time. So when the phone call came on the 29th of December that they had a liver for him, they were obviously completely ecstatic and excited about it and headed off to Iowa City.
Stop and think for just a moment. Put yourself in that position for a second where the doctor says, you know, there's really nothing else we can do for you except put you on the list. And we hope within the next few years that maybe we'll get an opportunity to be able to get a match for you.
Right.
It's tough to have to go through that mentally.
Right.
Well, and a lot of expenses come up with all this, too.
A lot of time out unbelievable expenses. We all know what the medical field is these days and what that means for drugs that aren't covered by your insurance and, you know, obviously time off of work that's not covered by insurance and things like that. So not only the medical part, but just the loss of income, too. So it's a compounded effect.
Well, and Dave and Carol spent quite a bit of time over the last few years behind the bar out there in Mission Hills, too. So a lot of folks have come in and out getting some help from those folks and them helping others out, too. So I guess now it's time to return the favor.
Exactly. They've always been there for this community. And Freddie is a big supporter of youth in Atlantic, always has been, big sports fan. And he's a fun guy to be around, and I think that's why we've seen so much showing from the community as far as support for this event on the 10th.
So you have gotten pretty good feedback.
Absolutely, yeah. So we've got a lot of auction items. You here at KJN have been awesome enough to donate some St. Louis Cardinal and Royals baseball tickets, so we appreciate that. Thank you. And there's many other items, some including some motel stays, gift baskets, carpentry work, jewelry, just a lot of nice items that'll be up for auction that night. Leroy Phillips is going to be our auctioneer. And so that will be a live auction. There'll be a free will meal. It'll be a nice meal. It'll start around 6 o'clock at Nishna Hills on the 10th. And then the auction will proceed after that. So we've gotten a lot of items. We'd love to see some more come in, of course. And just hope that the evening is good weather-wise and that we see a lot of people out there Saturday night.
Pretty casual event.
Definitely. Yeah, of course.
Freddie's a pretty casual guy.
Right, yeah. I don't think he needs a suit and tie, I'll tell you that.
No,
yeah.
Not so much. Will they be there that night?
Absolutely. As long as his health continues. They had a little scare here the first part of February. He had to go back in. Some of his liver tests weren't coming back the best, and so he went back in and spent 21 days back in the hospital again in February, but it looks like they've got some things under control now, and he feels great. He says he feels better now than he has in years, and he looks fantastic. So hopefully, as long as that all stays well, they'll be there.
That's tough how fast things can change on you.
Right.
I mean, you're moving along, and everything is good, and life seems like it's just moving forward, and all of a sudden you get something that, you know, you suddenly have to make a quick left turn.
Things, you know, when it all comes to health, we take it for granted so many times. And when something like this hits close to good friends of yours, you take a minute, like you said, and step back and put yourself in their shoes and realize they've been through a ton and come out and support them.
You bet. So free will offering meal that night. Do you know what's on the menu?
Pork, yeah. Pulled pork, yes, and salads and sides and desserts and things like that.
Things being put together by
salads
volunteers.
And yes, the meat will be made and the salads and desserts and things will be donated.
Very good. So really, you don't have a lot of overhead involved in this. So
right.
Most all of the money that's generated will go toward the effort.
That's been that was our key. We didn't want to have to have a lot of expenses. The whole idea is to get some money in their
right.
pockets.
Right. Well, it sounds like you got a pretty good little group of things, but there's always room for more donation, more auction items.
Absolutely. So if you have some items that you'd like to donate, or sides and salads and desserts, you can sure do that too. So you can reach me at 243-1453, and our office is at 506 West 7th Street. And Nancy Fredrickson is also taking donations, so her home number is 243-4938. And then you can also reach her at Geis Perry.
Okay, very good. Real easy to do. That's 6 o'clock for the meal then. 7 o'clock, they'll get the live auction started. And again, a casual event. So just come with bring your checkbook.
Right.
Bring your checkbook. And just look forward to having a good time that evening.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, what's ahead for them then? Is there a long road ahead for them right now? Or are they playing it day by day, see how things go?
They definitely go day by day and realize that things can come up. But you know, it's just making sure that they get tested. He gets tested twice a week, I believe. And so they keep a close eye on the liver enzymes to make sure everything's functioning the way it's supposed to. But as long as that continues to proceed and the body doesn't reject it, he's looking good.
It seems like those types of things never take immediately. There's always a bit of that time to get for the body to adjust and get used to. So
which
you never
would
really
be,
know.
Right, right. Yeah. Somebody else's liver, and thankfully that... Now, Freddie and Carol do not have any information on their donor, so just a lot of prayers for that family also.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure the night will go well. One thing about this community is it's always been very supportive.
Very much so.
And we've had a lot of different types of events, unfortunately, like these. I wish we didn't have to have them, but we've had a number of events like these. They've all gone very well. It's pretty rare that we get benefits that don't do well around here, and folks are good about that. Mm-hmm. Did you approach the Duskins and ask them about doing this, or is this one of these deals where you decided, let's just not give them the option? Let's
do it. I did give them the option, uh-huh. but I did tell them that I wasn't real crazy if they told me no. So I said, it's your choice, but I don't really want you to tell me no.
Well, they're like the rest of us, though. And we've all been through that before, where sometimes you have to kind of twist an arm a little bit. It's mm-hmm. all right. People want to help.
Right.
And we're not doctors.
Right.
You know, for those of us that don't work in the medical field, we can't help you any other way.
Right.
This is our way to do that. And really, the only thing we can do is to help you out with support and financial support as well. So
right. And they'd be the first. Right. And they'd be the first ones in line to help somebody else. So
yeah.
Always have been.
Yeah. Very good. All right. So again, this is going to be held at the Nishna Hills Golf Course at the clubhouse there.
Right.
And again, it's on Saturday, March the 10th. 6 o'clock will be the meal. It's just a free will offering for the meal. So it is what it is for you. And then also a live auction at 7 o'clock with lots of different items. And if you do have items, you know, maybe you got stuff around the house,
mm-hmm.
you know, things that you forgot about after all these years that somebody else might benefit from.
Somebody else's treasure.
Absolutely. There's a lot of that going around.
Yes, there is.
If you can help them out in any way, that would be great.
Awesome.
Did we cover it all?
I think so, Jim.
Except invite them out.
Exactly. Get yourselves out there that night.
Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.